our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. Welcome to our podcast. The main way that corporate media lie to you is by not telling you things, ignoring stories completely, particularly the important ones. We promise never to do that. You can check out TuckerCarlson.com for a complete library of past episodes. Here's today's. Of all the crises unfolding simultaneously in the United States right now, only one has the certain capacity to change our way of life forever. Only one of them can't be undone, and that's the invasion taking place. And invasion is not too strong a word. It's not hyperbole. It's real. Take a look at the video on your screen. This was shot just outside El Paso, Texas. You can see the migrants cutting razor wire as they force their way into our country, as they invade it. Again, this is not happening on the other side of the world. This is your country. This is Texas, under siege by people who have zero respect for our borders and laws, people whose first act as an American is to break federal law. But what's so interesting, and maybe the most revealing of all, is that no one is stopping this. And to the extent they're trying, courts are stopping them from enforcing the law. Courts have gone back and forth about whether Texas has the right to protect its own borders. What's so interesting, really, is that a bunch of other states and cities around the country for decades have been violating federal law, federal immigration law, by declaring themselves sanctuary cities. And no one's done anything about that at all. But here, one state trying to enforce the U.S. border with the rest of the world and is prevented from doing so by judges. It's hard to believe it. So how should Texas and the rest of the country proceed with that in mind? The country's being invaded. No one is stopping it. Well, Jesse Kelly, who is a talk show host and friend of ours from the state of Texas, recently tweeted an idea. Here's what he said. Ignore them, meaning the courts. Create a 10-state coalition to stand with you, meaning with Texas. Arrest and deport every illegal in your state. Arrest and try anyone from the federal government who tries to stop you. It's time. So we haven't thought through what exactly that would mean in practical terms or what the long-term effects of that would be, but it's impossible not to deeply sympathize with the spirit that animates it. And so we thought we would talk to Jesse Kelly directly. He's the host of The Jesse Kelly Show, and we're honored to have him now. Jesse, thanks a lot for coming on. So,
no, I appreciate it.
So rather than try to characterize, as I just did, I guess, what you meant when you wrote that, why don't you tell us?
Well, we're in a really bad spot, Tucker, and I don't celebrate what I'm about to say, but it is time now, not 10 years from now, not next year. It is time right now for the states, especially red states, to re-examine the nature of their relationship with the federal government, if I'm going to put it that way. And I
yes.
want to be crystal clear about what I'm about to say. I do not want this country to break up, although I believe we are breaking up. I don't want anything like a war or violence. I don't want that. I don't want any individual American to do anything illegal. But red states must now, right now, begin re-examining the nature of their relationship with the federal government, because the country is being undone. The country is being destroyed now, and there's nothing that can stop or reverse this unless red states take this step. Let me explain. Sorry to filibuster on your show.
You're not filibustering at all.
Let me explain. Right now, it's not an accident, as you well know. You talk about this all the time. It's not an accident what's happening on the border. The people who lead the nation from the federal level, that's Democrat politicians, half the Republican politicians, every bureaucrat, they are encouraging flooding the border with illegals. They're encouraging it. That's just what they want. They want America full of illegals, no loyalty to America, criminals, rapists, murderers. That is what they want, because when you cause violence and chaos in a society, that's the fertile soil where communism grows. People will always turn to the government and beg them for help when that kind of societal collapse
right.
comes. So they know this. So they're inviting it. Well, other countries around the world are obliging, as countries always have in this situation. Hey, there's a country I don't particularly like. They have an open border. We do have this prison full of rapists. Hey, guys, why don't you just move on to America? We know this is happening in countries like Venezuela, where they're emptying prisons onto the border. We don't have criminals coming here individually. We have entire criminal networks coming here. The country is being undone now, and it cannot be reversed, what's happening right now. I want everyone to understand this. Let's say everyone gets their wish, and Donald Trump beats Joe Biden in November, and woo-hoo-hoo! You cannot possibly, it's not humanly possible to deport this many people. If Joe Biden's going to bring in 10, 12 million people, almost all of them will be here permanently, and all of their children will be American citizens. And there's not going to be some mass deportation, no matter what people say on the campaign trail. The American people have no stomach for that whatsoever. Even if they think they do right now, it would be one video of a little boy crying as mommy gets thrown in the back of a paddy wagon to be deported, and all deportations would stop. Republicans would grab their ankles for the media like they always do, and everything, well, we need to do this more humanely. So that's the situation we're in. Well, where does that leave us? Where it leaves us is you can decide to challenge the federal government at a state level, or you can lose your country. There is no third direction. Illegal immigration on this level will sink America in the same way. It doesn't matter how big or powerful a boat is. If it takes on enough water, it will go down to the bottom of the ocean. We cannot exist like this. So we are going to have to do things outside of the Constitution. I don't celebrate that either. That's where we are. If I'm in a house, right, and in my house, let's say there's some weird ordinance in the city, some weird law in the city where I live, where I'm not allowed to do anything to the house. If there's any problems at all, it's a light bulb out or a fire, it is against the law for me to touch it. And I abide by the law. But eventually I come home and the house is on fire and my sons are upstairs saying, Dad, come help. Well, I'm sorry, law or no law, I'm going to get my sons. We cannot stand by and watch the United States of America be destroyed. And people have to understand how dire this situation is. This is the stated policy now of the Democrat Party. So even if Joe Biden gets bounced in 2024, woohoo, we get some deportations in, the next time there's any Democrat president, it'll again be open season and the entire world will know. Criminals, drugs, rapists, everything flooding into the country to destroy it. The time is now to create a coalition in a totally separate immigration force. That's what we have to do.
Yeah, and let's just be honest. I mean, obviously, I'm fervently rooting for Trump over Biden for many, many reasons. But Trump was president for 4 years, and he didn't even build a defensive border wall. Didn't. And I don't care. We can lie about that, but that's just a fact. So the idea that he's going to deport 10 million people is just don't lie to me. I'm sick of it. So I agree.
Yeah,
with you completely.
Look, I mean, not. Not to interrupt, but along those same lines, Tucker, sorry, but people have to remember child separation policy?
That's a
basic border policy because people grab kids who aren't theirs and act like, hey, I'm Dad Pedro, and when really he's not, he's some kind of cartel member. And so you always separate the kid and figure out, is he there with mom or dad? That's a basic border policy. Look, again, insult or don't insult, I don't give a crap if people are offended by it. The Trump administration ended that policy because of media and Democrat pressure. Democrats did a bunch of photo ops down on the border. AOC's crying at the fence. Eventually, child separation was ended. That's because of media pressure. And people in this country honestly believe there's going to be some mass deportation of 8 million people where you're rounding up entire families and shipping them back to Zimbabwe. You're outside of your mind. It'll never happen. The people have no stomach for it, and neither does the Republican Party.
So you're in Texas, I think. You have a governor. He's a longtime governor. He's a Republican. His name is Greg Abbott. His state is being destroyed. And it's very obvious when you go to Texas, I've been there a lot recently, that it's already being destroyed. It just looks dirtier than it did 2 years ago because it is. So why has he done nothing? Like, what's his excuse?
He's a Republican. That's what Republicans do. Republicans do nothing. Republicans have been in charge for I don't know how long, of managing the decline. I mean, look, it's not exactly a new insult to call the Republican Party controlled opposition, but let's be frank, that's exactly what they are. Even Joseph Stalin allowed an opposition party. A lot of people don't realize this. He allowed, encouraged, and in fact funded an opposition party to give the people of the Soviet Union an illusion of choice. Oh, no, these guys are against me. Wow, it's pretty scary, but somehow they never end up accomplishing any of their anti-Stalin goals. We're constantly told the Republican Party is going to fight for us and protect the border, and we'll cut your taxes, and we'll be pro-life, and we'll protect the family. Yet none of these things ever seem to materialize. They all talk about it during election season. I'll build the wall. And then you get there and you get 25 feet of wall and a bunch of excuses. Greg Abbott, that's his excuse. He's a Republican. That's what they all are. That's why I'm an anti-communist.
So I think that's a really smart and true description of what we're seeing. Let's say the red states won't do this because they're run by Republicans. At what point do people who live in the state and have children in the state, grandchildren in the state, who are born in this country and don't want to see it destroyed, say, I'm getting 10 of my friends. We're going to protect our stretch south of Carrizo Springs. Like, how long till that happens?
I understand the inclination for that, but what we're going to, like the revolution, the American Revolution. Sorry, I'm not going to get too sidetracked, Tucker, but the American Revolution. We like to imagine the American Revolution was just a bunch of American citizens picking up a musket, fighting against the British and creating the United States of America. We love that image in our head. And obviously a lot of that is true, but the American Revolution is not successful without state power like France stepping in and giving us critical aid. We cannot protect this nation as 10 dudes going down in the border with some plates in your flak jacket that you bought on Amazon and an AR-15. That's not going to work. It's not going to be effective because the state itself is simply going to throw you in the clink because the state is the one facilitating the invasion. When the state is the one facilitating the invasion, anyone who tries to stop it goes to prison. Look at that United States Marine Daniel Penny in New York. Kills a guy on a subway protecting women. He's going to the clink. Everyone knows he's going to get convicted. We now live in a country where the elites on the top and the streets on the bottom are sandwiching the American people in the middle, and they're attacking them from both ways. We must have some level of state power on our side. So when it comes to states like Texas and other states, what needs to happen instead of grabbing a rifle and going to the border is the American people need to start running these loser Republicans out of their state legislatures and out of their governor's mansions and out of the sheriff's office. The sheriffs are going to be critically important going forward. And I need to be clear, this is starting to happen, Tucker, slowly but surely. Texas state legislature just got put on notice. A bunch of these dorks at our state legislature got run out of the party of government in primaries because normal people are getting sick and tired of no action, and they're running these people out. It's happening. It's happening slowly. Maybe too slowly when you consider the fact that the federal government is gleefully destroying this country. I haven't seen these people this happy since Pete Buttigieg and his husband took their baby home.
Or went on paternity leave.
Hey, it's Glenn Beck, and I want to thank you for tuning in to my friend Tucker Carlson on TCN. And I want to introduce you to Preborn. When I decided I could no longer stay out of the fight to save our nation's unborn souls, I turned to the Ministry of Preborn. They are doing the critical work of saving expectant moms and giving them support to keep their baby. Preborn partners with pregnancy clinics nationwide to offer free ultrasounds for moms facing unplanned pregnancies. The statistics are clear. An ultrasound doubles a baby's chance at life. Every day, they rescue 200 precious babies at Preborn. It is a miracle. They not only rescue the babies, but they rescue the moms as well. All gifts are tax deductible. Will you join us in the fight for the preborn?
For just $28, you can sponsor one ultrasound. To save a baby's life, dial #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's #250 keyword baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com/Tucker. That's preborn.com/Tucker.
Are you feeling the impact of the recent changes in the timeshare industry? Now, more than ever, the costs of timeshare ownership far outweigh the benefits. My friends at Lone Star Transfer are the only company I trust to help you get out. Our listeners' positive feedback demonstrates why I have supported them for many years now. For over a decade, they successfully helped over 20,000 owners. Lone Star Transfer's exclusive options help timeshare owners like you get out faster and easier than any other option in the country. They are the only company that will give you a written guarantee and release you from your timeshare in a specific time frame. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, customer service is their top priority. For a free consultation and a guaranteed solution, call 833-284-4739. That's 833-284-4739 or at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Why is it that Republican states tend to have the least sincere Republican? Like Dan Crenshaw, apparently still a member of Congress from the state of Texas, who has zero interest in the U.S. border, all his interest is in the Ukrainian border, the Gaza border. You know, how does a guy like that get elected in a supposedly Republican state?
Well, complacency and life being good makes us soft, right? It's just the fact of life. It's one of those things humanity struggled with. As soon as you get rich or well off or comfortable, how do you keep improving? How do you keep your edge? You rarely do. This is what's happened to red state Republicans. There's nobody more at fault for the condition of this country than red state GOP voters. And people get mad when I say that. But let me just go down the list here. Mitch McConnell, John Cornyn, John Thune, Tillis. I mean, look, you can go down the list. Every dork from Louisiana. The reddest states in this country give us the most putrid Republicans at the federal level. Why does that happen? Because the GOP primary voter in red states lives in a relatively normal place. He lives in comfort. He thinks he's got a red legislature. So he either doesn't vote in primaries. That's mostly the case. He's just going to sit at home. Or even worse, he goes to vote for Senator Dork, who he sees on Fox News every time. Well, Lindsey Graham was on Fox tonight. I guess he's on my side. You should have nothing but disdain for virtually every single senator you see on Fox News. And yet people vote for who they see on television. Well, I met John Thune once and he was so handsome. He's very clearly on our side. John Thune supported gun control legislation, and John Thune on camera was asked to back up American people owning AR-15s. And the best argument he could make for your liberty, for the Second Amendment, was that, I kid you not, this is on camera, he told people, well, I mean, a lot of people use them to shoot prairie dogs. These are the weapons-grade losers who control the GOP, and they're from the reddest states. Susan Collins is understandable, Tucker. Sorry to get all fired up. It's understandable. She's from Maine. It's from a blue state. Of course, we're going to get some wishy-washy, mealy-mouthed dork from that kind of state. From the Dakotas? The Dakotas are so red, it's crazy. They could have somebody to the right of me if they wanted to, but they don't. Well, I saw him on Fox last night. Oh, just gag me with a fork.
Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. I mean, you just go down the list. They're absolutely the worst. So do you have any hope that this will happen?
Yes, eventually. See, this is the problem. Look, everyone watching your show is going to be that hyper-informed person. Everyone watching us right now is going to be hyper-informed. And the burden of being hyper-informed, I'm glad everyone is hyper-informed, by the way, but the burden of that is you're always going to be 10 years at least ahead of the people who are in elected office. So we know what needs to be done now. This needs to be done now. It has to be done right now. We have to save this right now. But change doesn't happen that way. Changing the party into something that's actually anti-communist and pro-America is going to take time. It's going to take election cycle after election cycle. It takes years to get these losers out of D.C., to get them out of your state legislature. It just takes time and effort, but we have to start taking ownership of that and getting more involved. Democrats participate in primaries. 50% of them go vote in primaries, Tucker. 25% of Republicans go vote in primaries. You want to know why the Democrat Party is the party of Mao now and the Republican Party hasn't advanced at all? That's exactly why. People sit on their butts, they don't get involved, and now look where we are.
So DeSantis is now talking once again about sending illegals to Martha's Vineyard. He did that and then he kind of wussed out and kind of apologized for it or didn't press the point. But I noticed from traveling that rural areas, pretty rural areas, where you might go hunt and fish, for example, are now filled with white liberals living in the whitest possible zip codes they can find. The ones who lecture you about white privilege are now living in much whiter areas than they did 5 years ago. Why not make this, you know, send the illegals to Martha's Vineyard, but also to Aspen, also to Bethesda, Maryland, to these strongholds, these all-white strongholds of progressive lunacy, like, why not make that the policy? Like, why be ashamed of doing
it? It should be, and it shouldn't be. You shouldn't be ashamed of it. It should be. There should be caravans, busloads of these people shipped into these neighborhoods. But I'll tell you something, Tucker. Even that might not affect. I mean, it would be good. We should do it. Even that might not change these people's minds. I had the wildest conversation. I forgot to tell you about this with this lady. I won't go into details. We were in this big group setting, and there were Republicans there, Democrats there. It was vacation. We ended up at this big table, like 10 people at this table, having a couple cocktails after dinner, just talking about life. And there were these two liberal white women from Chicago, and they loved their mayor, Brandon Johnson, loved them. They actually referenced him as BJ, was his name, right? BJ, I'm not kidding you not, they kept calling him BJ. I mean, like he's Kamala Harris or something like that. There's BJ this and BJ that. But I kept my mouth shut, Tucker, believe it or not. I know no one's going to believe that. I just sat there and listened, just watched and just listened as these people were talking. Well, there was this oil field guy from Texas. You love this guy. He's total cowboy, red America, the great, all this. And he wasn't holding back. And he finally challenges this woman about the crime in Chicago. And he says to her, you talk about BJ this and Chicago's great that. Look at these murder numbers. And it's a disaster. And you got people taking over Union Square. It's crazy. How can you defend it? And Tucker, on my life, cross my heart and hope to die, this lady looked him right in the eye and she said, well, yeah, if you come to Chicago, you might get robbed, but you're not going to be targeted. That was her explanation. Well, yeah, you might get robbed here, but they're not going to target you for assassination. Why are you complaining? Chicago is wonderful. In her mind, that was a good explanation. People do not understand how sick the mind of the liberal white woman is. And they don't understand that that is the true beating heart of the Democrat Party today. I'm not even actually trying to be mean about this. It's why they talk to him. Do people know that married women vote Republican? Yes. Married men vote Republican. Married men vote Republican. Single men vote Republican. But it's something like 77% of single women vote Democrat. And the majority, over 58% of those women have been diagnosed with mental illness. Single, miserable women who are clinically insane are the beating heart of the Democrat Party. And that's why these people do the things they do. And that's why they do what they do when it comes to illegal immigration, because single white women view illegal immigration like rescuing dogs who've been abused. Oh, sure, everybody just come into my country. Please rape anyone you want. Of course, that's the right thing to do. No love of country, just sitting there popping her anti-anxiety medication as she destroys Western civilization. That's the truth.
I don't think you get the credit for being as deep and insightful as you are. Last question, since you live in Texas, do you notice it? Do you notice the effects of this invasion on your state?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Tucker, I don't live in Houston proper. I would never live in it. It's too blue. I don't live in blue areas. But occasionally we have to go in there if it's an event or if it's an airport or something like that, especially over the last year, maybe last 2 years, it is noticeably dirtier, more dangerous. It's a place my wife will not venture now unless I am with her. It is very, very noticeable, especially in the urban areas and around the urban areas where these illegals know they can just disappear into the ether. They are protected in these places. They're provided for. I mean, my goodness, and the Venezuelans we're shipping to New York City have special Venezuelan cuisine, courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer. So, yes, anytime you're in one of these blue areas, especially Houston, Austin's really bad now, you notice it. It's bad. You can't drive a Ford F-150 pickup truck into the city of San Antonio right now. And if you do, you better have all your valuables out of it, because it'll be gone about 15 minutes after you walk into Starbucks. It's bad now. Bad.
But you mentioned the cost of it. I mean, it feels like, impossible to predict, of course, but it feels like the U.S. economy is hollow and maybe on the verge of like an actual reset where we have to face the fact that we're not as rich as we thought we were. If that happens, are people going to start to, do you think, notice that all the services they pay for are no longer available? Healthcare, education, the roads. Like, are they going to want to continue to pay for criminals from Venezuela to live for free in our country? Won't that change attitudes?
Yes. Yes, they're going to want to continue to do it for a time, Tucker, because there is so much, there are so many lies out there that are created for people now, even normal people, where they don't know how to access real, true information, yeah. Especially if you're, and this is not insulting older people, but if you're an older, more traditional American, not even some America-hating piece of trash Democrat, but just a normal American, you go to work, you have a family, everything else, and then at home when you're having dinner, maybe you finish dinner, you have a beer, and you turn on what? NBC, ABC, CBS, you get caught up on the news of the day. Unless you are seeking out shows like this on X, podcasts, things like that, unless you're seeking out information, if you're just existing in the ether, you live in a world entirely of make-believe. Even the normal American doesn't understand what's going on, and they don't understand why they're seeing the things they're seeing. People who live in Southern California don't understand why the hospitals are closing. They don't totally get it. People in New York City don't understand why there's a new Spanish-speaking wing in Aiden, Jaden, and Braden's new elementary school. They don't quite understand what's happening. If you're in Chicago, you don't understand why now measles is making a comeback. People don't make the connection because they don't access true information. We're so demoralized as a people, and we've been so battered down by lies through our education system and media for years that we are a people very lost and listless right now. And we need to find our anchor for sure.
People like that can be destroyed, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why they did it.
Yo, you're right. Jesse Kelly, I sure appreciate that. Interesting. And as I said, just really insightful. Thank you.
Be good, my brother. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Tucker Carlson Podcast. If you liked it, be sure to hit subscribe and leave a review. And remember, we only release some of our interviews as podcasts. The only place you can get all of it, including past episodes, is tuckercarlson.com. And we hope you will.